This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cavaliers winners last night.
Big winners.
Last night was awesome.
Actually lost count. 134 to 110 was the final score.
Last night was so much fun because
it might have been the perfect basketball game for everybody involved. Except for the other Lakers, but it might have been the perfect basketball game for everybody who went there.
There's no doubt it is fun to have a back and forth game that you overcome adversity and win, but I don't need that every night. And sometimes it's nice to have a big game and that game is out of reach in the first quarter. Sometimes it's nice for your team to do that.
I also don't need it in October. I don't need the back and forth in October. It proves nothing to me about what our team's going
to be. Well, and by the way, we kind of got it with the Knicks win, and that was on the road, and that's a team that, let's be honest, has kind of intimidated us. And to go do that to them was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you got the best of both worlds. And then you have this game, and you get to see LeBron, and for all the people that paid all that money last night, those tickets were insane, how expensive it was for an October regular season basketball game. And for those fans to get to see LeBron, get to see him go through the warm-ups, he didn't look like LeBron. Like I know his stat line ended up being good, but you could tell it's not the same LeBron. And I don't know how many times he can dial up LeBron.
They had the one very early in the game where in transition he got the big dunk. He got the big LeBron
right away,
dunk, right?
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, I've given you your show.
We've seen it.
Now it's time to go on to the next thing.
Yeah, and you're right, Kenny. Everybody got what they wanted to at that game. There were a lot of Laker fans there, a lot of LeBron fans, a lot of Cavs fans, and everybody in unison was chanting to see LeBron's kid, Bronny, which I thought was really, really cool. And I think a clear indication that Cleveland can be a really good basketball town because that was a very savvy basketball move.
See, I know what you're saying, and I don't want to start a big fight with you over words here, but I have always believed in what Terry Pluto has said, is that it's always been a good basketball town. I mean, you look at attendance, like this is where we do differ from Pittsburgh. They do really well in hockey. Neither of us do well in attendance in baseball, and I'm not going to sit there and act like we do. But we do well in basketball, and they do well in hockey. And it's different for both, and it works out because, hey, hockey fans can go between, and basketball fans can go between, whatever. I think it's an underrated basketball town, and I do think last night's one of the nights that kind of prove it. Just because I think it works in this city, and I think it works out really well. And last night I thought might have been the most perfect night ever for an NBA fan for all those reasons. As you said, I mean, you got to see your favorite team. They did well. Donovan Mitchell was great in yesterday's game. Didn't have to play too terribly much. I know you mentioned Evan Mobley scored a lot of his points in garbage time, but you got to see your legend come back. Are we over the nasty feelings When it comes to LeBron? I mean, other than the people just don't agree with him politically, are we over that?
I definitely. I mean,
this room has been over nasty feelings since 2013, but elsewhere, like,
and what?
Aren't
what
we done?
I guarantee
he's at the end of his career. We kind of want to enjoy him now. I don't see the Lakers as a sincere threat.
It was a mutually beneficial thing. We've gone over it to death. But
yes, we have.
When I say, hey, if somebody can deliver a championship to the city of Cleveland, They can do whatever the hell they want afterwards. Hell, they could even trash the city afterwards. I don't care. I got my championship.
I don't think you can do that.
I got my championship, and I got the memories, and there's nothing you can do to take them. And by the way, LeBron doesn't trash the city. He says nothing but great things about the city. Yeah. By the way, him and his crew had a great time in Cleveland. May have had something to do with the fact that they got their butts kicked in so quickly and definitively.
What are you trying to say?
Hey, you know, they mentioned the famous tales of the South Beach flu.
They had the Gold Coast flu, what you're saying?
It might be. Maybe Tremont.
Tone or Owen, please.
Reckless speculation.
Maybe the East Side flu. I don't know. I was hearing varying reports.
The Emerald City flu.
Maybe a...
not the Emerald City.
Emerald Necklace, sorry.
Emerald Necklace, yeah.
Emerald Necklace.
Rocky River.
You never heard that?
I'll show you.
I've heard of other necklaces, but I've never heard of an necklace here.
I thought you knew everything about Cleveland, Ken. I guess.
Emerald neck. Talk amongst yourselves.
As portrayed Emerald in Draft Day.
Yes.
In the movie Draft Day, where he lives, where the coach lives.
Did they mention it in that movie?
No. That's just what it's called.
Oh my gosh! There's a marina and everything called the Emerald Necklace.
Yeah.
There's the Emerald Necklace Tea Room on the Rain Road, and I know where that tea room is.
You know us, true Clevelanders. We know all about it.
I've driven by. It's a bed and breakfast as well. Tone. I mean, I should just tell Liz. We can all stay there together. Oh,
maybe
my
LeBron
God.
Will be
the
there.
Emerald Necklace.
What can we do again at the bed and breakfast?
They have a bed and breakfast. It's a tea room. They have ice cream. This is amazing.
But all of that.
Emerald Necklace.
All of that is to say that. You know, this was a really cool... You want to talk about how we were hoping the Cavs could lift us up from the doldrums of getting eliminated in the postseason. The Browns had the 1-6 start, and we were like, can the Cavs save us? Well, they're 5-0. They are kicking the crap out of teams. I mean, come on, Kenny. They look confident. They are doing whatever they want. They are dominating defensively, and now offensively, they got things moving. They don't even have Max Strus in the lineup. Everything's coming together.
I didn't hear anything you just said.
This has been awesome, which is exactly what we were looking for.
Frederick Law Olmsted designed the Emerald Necklace in Cleveland. It's a trail of the Cleveland Metro Parks. There's a conservancy called the Emerald Necklace Conservancy. I had no idea about any of this.
Well, I was an East Sider. I didn't know about the West Side stuff.
I apologize.
When I was younger.
I apologize for going way off here, okay? That's it.
I will never bring up things, facts about
No. Well, I thought I knew everything there was to know. I didn't know there anything.
I'll educate you.
I thought I knew everything from Moses Cleveland to the torso murders to Brian Casey walking out of city council meetings. Yeah. I thought I knew it all. I never heard of the Emerald Necklace.
Put a damn winning forest in our city.
216-474.
Somebody's going to call up and go, what about the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, Ken?
I know about that.
What the heck?
I knew about that.
What about the Polar Express?
I know about that.
What about Dead Man's Curve?
The place that we always wanted to go to with Les that we never went to. Actually, you went to. I never went to.
Sokolowski's?
No.
Oh.
Towels and Steaks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not allowed to mention it on the air. So I just call it the Towels and Steaks.
They've been a little more accepting, I hear. RIP-less.
Well, accepting of us talking about it on the air?
Of different kinds of people showing up that didn't used to be able to go.
Can I go?
I think
would they not allow me there?
I think you could get in. You want to get paddled?
No.
Oh, for the pleasure, Ken. You can get a nice paddling.
That's how you get into Rocket Mortgage Filled House now?
That's insane. Coming up later on, anything easy ain't worth a damn. Coming up next... We have the wonderful George Niang.
That was our Cavs segment, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll ask if he likes to be pet. No. George Niang, Cavaliers forward. He joins us next on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.